At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. After 16 hours of testimony, a controversial bill aimed at so-called sanctuary cities has made it out of committee and will go to the full state Senate next week. The Senate State Affairs Committee voted 7-2 early this morning for Senate Bill 4. It would punish local government entities and college campuses that don't hand over immigrants already in custody for possible deportation. Proponents say it's about the rule of law and guaranteeing the safety of Texans. Opponents say local jurisdictions don't have the resources to handle what's a federal responsibility. They also say immigrant communities wouldn't cooperate with law enforcement for fear of deportation. Fort Worth officer Daniel Segura told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram he had been hearing from scared residents, so he tried to calm some of those fears in a Spanish-language video he posted this week on Facebook. That, in turn, brought separate statements from Mayor Betsy Price and the police department. They said Segura wasn't speaking for them or the city, and that Fort Worth is, quote, not a sanctuary city. Houston's preparing for a mass pilgrimage for Sunday's Super Bowl game. 100,000 football fans a day are expected for pregame events downtown. Francisco Sanchez is with the Harris County Office of Emergency Management.
If you're one of these people that thinks you know all the secret parking spots and you have a place that you think is always available, that is not going to be the case for Super Bowl anywhere near downtown Houston.
Sanchez recommends using public transit. Fans also have the option of pre-purchasing a downtown parking space. Airport officials are preparing for a mad rush the day after the Super Bowl. TSA agents will be at Hobby and Bush Intercontinental airports all night to get travelers through security. Officials recommend arriving at the terminal 3 hours before your flight. Those with souvenir Super Bowl programs should carry it while going through security, though. The programs have a hologram that could set off alarms in checked baggage. Now to the surgeon who's fixed up some past Super Bowl winners. Dr. James Andrews rebuilt the shoulder of former Cowboys player Troy Aikman. He's also worked on other pro sports stars like Tiger Woods and Yu Darvish. Andrews has his name on a sports medicine institute at Children's Health in Plano. He talked to KERA's Rick Holder in our Friday conversation.
You're the real Monday morning quarterback. All those calls from trainers and general managers trying to get their players fixed. What happens when you're watching a game and you see what clearly is like a really bad knee injury?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm just hoping that the referees saw that injury and recognize why it occurred, so they'll be more studious about some of the calls that they make. So I'm real critical about what goes on with all that during the football game. The thing that I'm noticing is that we're paying more attention about performance problems. Did he cross the goal line? Was it a first down? Did he step out of bounds? And they're, you know, having reviews of that, but they're not really paying close enough attention to safety issues.
You built a name as the surgeon to sports stars, but you've spent a lot of time in recent years talking about the dangers high school athletes face. What's the one thing a parent can do to keep a kid out of your operating room?
Avoid fatigue with a young athlete. The fatigue factor is associated with year-round sports in one sport, which we call specialization.
Right.
The other fatigue factor is associated with what we call professionalism. That means training a young kid like they're a professional athlete and an adult. We've done studies in our foundation that show that if you participate in a youth sport with fatigue, there's a 36-1 times, that's 3,600% increased chance of having an injury.
Really?
So for parents, they need to understand the fatigue factor associated with a young kid and the 36-1 times chance that he'll get hurt.
When you talk about the professionalism side of it, too, you think about basketball particularly, these kids who are in on AAU teams that play 9 months a year, and then the other 3 months a year, they're on their high school basketball team. You're shaking your head.
You know, I'm battling that. I'm battling that with my own. I have six children and nine grandkids. A son and his wife live here in Dallas. They've got two young kids. And they're into this, every sport you're thinking of.
Right.
And I listen to them, and there's so much social pressure to compete and to stay up and to do things and to join the elite team,
right,
move up the ladder when you're in the second grade, that I don't know how we're going to handle this because it's rampant, not only in Dallas but everywhere. And believe it or not, my own children won't pay any attention to what I'm trying to tell them.
What about girls? Knee ligament injuries are almost an epidemic. 5 to 7 times the injuries among girls as boys.
Well, it primarily has to do with the way their pelvis is shaped, which is obviously wider, the way the angles come down at the knees, which causes them, when they jump and land, to land in a ACL provocative position that tears the ACL, with the knees becoming somewhat inward and rotated outward at the knee, and that tears the ACL. But that's what we're trying to teach them, is how to jump and land in an athletic position. Now, there are preventative programs that we're developing and we'll have out at our Children's Health Andrews Institute that will take the time to put them through these exercises that can well take that injury rate down in girls' ACL injuries down to a reasonable number.
You're 74 years old. You're still basically the team doctor for Auburn and for Alabama, plus the Washington Redskins. And then there's your day job, rebuilding knees and elbows and shoulders. How long can you keep this up?
You have to love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you love what you do, you will be successful. I'm going to keep it up until I don't have the energy to do and enjoy what I'm doing. I don't want to plan for it right now, though.
Dr. James Andrews, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Coming up on the BBC News Hour, the future of a two-state solution in Israel, and more on the soldier attack in Paris. BBC News Hour begins at 9 o'clock. Forecast mostly cloudy now. Should turn partly sunny later, though, with a high of 52. It's 42 degrees in Dallas, 40 in Fort Worth.